Recorded Books presents Glorious Fiends by Bonnie Jo Stoffelbeam. Narrated by Amy Scanlon. For William, My Favourite Fiend. Chapter 1. As far as Roxanne could gather from the books she scoured within the stacks of the Great Library of Evil, there were 5 ways to resurrect a murdered monster. Roxanne paced the dusty library floor. Each method held a sense of the dramatic. As she sunk her teeth into the fresh heart of her latest victim, the woman who had listened for an hour to Roxanne's tale of grief and housed such a tender heart, Roxanne ruminated over the choices for the 100th time. Her first option, she could stitch her friends Mix Hyde and Medusa new bodies out of old parts. She could spread them on an operating table and wait for lightning to strike. Roxanne would look amazing bathed in a lightning flash, and how she would command her squad of ghoulish creepers. But Mix Hyde would never let Roxanne hear the end of it, trapped in such a hideous form, and Medusa, well... Roxanne kicked the stone head left behind after Professor Abraham Lee Vansing's victory over the Monsters 3. Plus, it was Mix Hyde who did the mad scientist shtick. Roxanne sighed. There was always a ritual summoning of some demon to take care of the resurrection. She glanced over the books crammed 2 stacks deep into the spiderweb-covered shelves that stretched all the way to the ceiling. A librarian was rumoured to live in the library and care for the books, but Roxanne had camped out in one room of hundreds within the enchanted archive hidden deep in the mystical woods, and had seen no such librarian yet. If she had to read through all of the books herself to find the right spell to summon a demon, she might just join her friends in the afterlife. She had tried using the power of love, but no matter how many times she knelt over Mix Hyde's rotting body, she could not bring herself to cry. Sewing the bodies into the trunk of a tree would be tireless work and required the assistance of a witch, but none of the witches who lived in the town appreciated Roxanne's lust for blood. The missing bodies were too often attributed to witches' work, which led to their burning, which led to the unfortunate waste of a good body to charred ash. Roxanne licked the last bit of blood from the heart in her hands and tossed it into the corner where she kept remains. It would have to be the drop of blood thing. Roxanne leaned over the table where she had been whiling away waiting for the new moon. She touched the dried blood at the tip of the blade that had killed Hyde. She glanced at Medusa's severed stone head, her snakes frozen in their final act of hunger. These were the personal items she would need to soil with some human's blood. Soft piano cooed from the ever-present background noise. Roxanne didn't want to wait any longer. She'd already spent 2 lonely weeks in this dreadful place, the room in which her friends had died. For some stupid reason, it was the only place she could perform a drop of blood resurrection. Who made these rules? Probably the books could tell her, if she cared to look. The new moon was still 1 week away. She understood little about what monsters were made of, but she knew this. The first hour of a new moon and a drop of blood from a human would rescue monsters from their deaths. "I hope you both appreciate me when you're alive again," Roxanne said. "I hope there's no more goddamn complaining when I request a fancy dinner every once in a while." She shivered to recall the types of women Mix Hyde preferred. The grungier and more easily forgotten, the better. And forget Medusa. She preferred men. "You're both going to owe me. Big." The journey into Lumberton was a long trek through underground tunnels broken open with tree roots and flooded with dirty water. Mosquitoes buzzed around Roxanne but did not bite. They knew better than to feed on a fellow bloodsucker. Still, she waved her hands in front of her face to disperse their buzzing cloud. She hated the sight of little black dots in her vision. She emerged from the tunnel near the river that snaked through the town centre. She had memorised the path to the tavern by now. She was bored with it, bored with the whole enterprise of staying in one place. The town witches were furious about her extended stay. Roxanne passed one of their charred bodies and waved, then caught herself. "You're too lonely," she muttered under her breath. Despite the recent uptick in town murders...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?